New Year to everyone. As we reflect on the Feast of the Epiphany today, we kind of draw our Christmas season to a close with this beautiful feast. Today's gospel tells one of the most familiar and loved stories of all time. Almost everyone knows the story of the three wise men, the Magi, who come in search of the newborn king. They are actually foreigners who represent the variety of races and cultures throughout our world. This wonderful story reveals a God who reaches out to everyone. No one is excluded. A God who longs to unite all of us to himself throughout the ages, no matter who we are or where we are from. And God continues to reach out to all people today through the light of the gospel, the light of truth and revelation. That's our modern day star. These lights come together and point the way to Jesus Christ, the one true light of the world. And God reaches out again and again to lead us by that light of faith to his Son. And so, like the Magi, we must be open to seeing the lights that God reveals to us each and every day of our lives. Well, Pope Francis said recently that the Magi are not just men who sought out and worshiped the Christ child a long time ago. Rather, they exemplify everyone who has a restless heart, everyone who is searching for God. And thus, the Magi personify all those who believe, those who long for God, and those who yearn for their heavenly homeland. You know, whenever we feel this longing for the light of God in our hearts like they did, it's faith that leads us to seek God in a deeper and more intimate way, because it's there that we find our true peace. Over the holidays, as I'm sure you all did, as you got together with family and friends, you got to enjoy a meal and sit down, perhaps catch up with brothers and sisters that you haven't seen in a while, like I did. And as we were sharing our dinner after the blessing, you know, it was time to catch up, and everyone was going around and kind of sharing what had happened with their families in the last months. And my sister was sharing that she was kind of struggling with her youngest, who was having trouble going to bed at night and sleeping in her own room. She was getting to that age now where she's becoming aware of the dark, and the dark is kind of, it's kind of a scary place. And so she said, well, I know how to solve that. I'll just go down to mom and dad's room and crawl in bed with them. So this was being a recurring thing, very common with children as they become aware of that. But my sister was getting a little frustrated, she said, because she refused to sleep in her own bed. And so she was asking her friends on social media how to solve this problem or how they went about doing that. And the consensus that came back to her was that she would take my niece to the store someday and that they would pick out a nightlight together, something that she picked out and that she liked and she wanted to use. And so after her mother explained to her what purpose that nightlight would be used for, it was so that she could stay in her own room and have a little light that would scatter the darkness. She was kind of excited about that, my little niece. And so she plugged it in, and it was a little touch and go at first, but very quickly, my sister said she accommodated to that light and now is sleeping in her own bed during the night. For my niece, the light was, you know, consoling, and it was peaceful. She felt safe. She felt warm, and it was that same experience that the wise men had today on following that star in the night sky. They knew that it was going to lead to something good. And it called to them. And when they arrived bearing their gifts, they felt that same comfort, that same safety, and that same consoling peace as they gazed upon the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And then they realized, as we should too today, that the best gift that they can give to Jesus is really not the gifts they bring, although those are very kind and useful to the Holy Family. It was the gift of themselves, the gift of their presence, and also their willingness to deepen their relationship with him through prayer and sharing their newfound light of faith with others so that others could also know the peace and joy that only Jesus Christ can bring.